John chapter 20. Again, Jesus said, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you." And with that, he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit." In Jesus' name, fellow students of Christ, this is a very different week from many others here on campus. Tomorrow, many of you will be starting new classes, mini classes in many different areas. That's enough minis. Playoff games this week, Lenten services, and then a formal dinner with a superheroes theme. Comic book superheroes sometimes come from another planet, don't they? Sometimes from an experiment gone awry. Sometimes bullets bounce right off them, or they're so quick that they can fend them off with their bracelets. Sometimes they can fly in our atmosphere or crawl up the side of a building, travel faster than a speeding bullet, or suddenly stretch out their arm 50 feet to catch someone. Some use great knowledge, wisdom to solve mysteries and bring miscreants to justice. Of course, you know, Jesus had superpowers, didn't he? The disciples were hiding out for fear of the Jews, cowering behind locked doors in John chapter 20. But they could not hide out from Jesus. Suddenly he stood among them. Would you consider being able to pass through locked doors or solid walls a superpower? Or how about the ability to make a few biscuits and fish stretch to feed thousands? There are many places in our world where you need to be careful about drinking the water, and Mediterranean climates are among them. But Jesus could even take water that was only meant for washing feet and create the finest wine from it. When Peter saw the fearful waves on stormy Galilee and thought he was alone, he began to sink. Immediately, Jesus stretched out his hand to save him. He was that fast. He was that close. Of course, Jesus had not come from another planet, but from beyond all planets, the creator of all planets. He had powers that go beyond our wildest dreams. Did you ever wish you had superpowers, or maybe just one? Something that would enable you to walk up and down the icy slopes without falling? Or perhaps the ability to fly over all the slippery spots in your life? Did you ever wish for some power that would stand up to all the evils that you might run into in the next 60, 70 years? When Jesus suddenly stood among his disciples in that locked room, he said, "Shalom Aleichem. Peace be with you." He put his peace upon them, a peace which the world has still not come up with and never will. It is the only lasting peace that there will ever be. Did Jesus use his superpowers to create that peace? Well, sort of. His death had superpower because it was the sacrifice of God's own Son. But in order to accomplish our rescue from the punishment that we deserved, Jesus actually laid aside the full use of his superpowers. He did not use them to prevent himself from getting hurt, but suffered in order to help other people. It might seem that Jesus had a secret identity because he laid aside the full use of his power, and many people who saw him did not recognize him. But his disciples knew who he was, the Christ, the Son of the living God. And when they received his peace and recognized him that first Easter evening, they rejoiced exceedingly, like wise men who knew that even bullets could not keep them in the grave now. And then he gave them the greatest superpower there could ever be. He said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone's sins, their sins have been forgiven." This is the power that brings angels to one's side and protects from every evil and restores life. Only God can forgive sins, because every sin is finally an insult to him, no matter who else got in the way. Jesus had to suffer humiliation and death to win that peace which only God can give. And now he gives you, his disciples, the right to speak God's word of forgiveness. That is the greatest of all superpowers. Of course, it is not given to you to prevent you from being hurt at times or even dying. But forgiveness gives peace with the source of all life. Now, no trouble in this life, not even death. No powers, no principalities, not even angels or anguish. No bombs, no bullets, not even losing your most cherished friend. Not the past, things that you may not like to think about, nor the future things that you cannot even imagine. None of those things can kill the love that God has for us in Christ Jesus, who will raise us to joy and life and light on the last day. That's what it means that God has forgiven us. He does not hold our many sins against us. And that is your superpower. To pass on a word that can give life to a dead corpse, invincible life to laboring and burdened sinners. Enjoy your power and use it to help one another, and in this world to serve truth, justice, and the Savior's way. Amen. We sing hymn 372. We'll be singing it to a tune from the supplement that I'm sure you will recognize. 372. 372.